Good morning. Minhag Gemara this evening is at 4:25. Thank you. So we've noted over the last few days that there is a preference when preparing for prayer to wash one's hands with water, just as we said when you wake up, when you engage in the material world, one has to wash one's hand. Prayer seems to fall in line with that, and if you can't have water in front of you, you should go and look further, expand your horizon, and if you can't find any water, you should use earth, which we noted thematically suggests that right before you pray, you have to connect yourself with the world that you're in to make sure that you represent that world to God. So if I were to then ask you, if there is a choice between davening as an individual or with other people, what would you guess fits thematically?
Other people.
With other people. Excellent. And Halacha Zayin of the Kitzur says, Yishtadal v'yit'ametz litpalel imat zibur. One should endeavor to make an incredibly great effort to strengthen oneself, to daven, to pray with the community. Now, how do you say in Hebrew, in rabbinic Hebrew, you have an absolute halachic obligation to do something? What word would you use? Mechuyav, mitzvah, tzarich, there are all sorts of terms. But here it says, yishtadal v'yit'ametz, you should make a great, great effort. And in the note it says, by the way, praying with a minyan is not only meritorious or preferable, but an absolute halachic requirement. Which of course is a matter of debate, which has featured as part of our public discussion over the last 8 months about how much of a requirement it is to daven with a minyan. But putting aside the question about whether it's a absolute halachic requirement, or whether it's merely yishtadal v'yit'ametz, something that thematically makes one's prayer more sincere, authentic, powerful, I think we don't need to squabble about that, although I did just squabble about that. So why should we daven with a minyan? As we said, it fits thematic with the idea that prayer is about representing the world in which we live. And here the pasuki uses dichtiv. What's the verse that says we should daven with a tzibur? V'nitzfilati lacha Hashem et ratzon. I pray to you, God, eight ratzon, at a time of compassion, at a time of favorable behavior. So why is davening with a minyan favorable? So two possibilities. One is, when we band together, we seem to arouse compassion in heaven, and we don't quite know the metaphysics of that, but when we stand together as a group, we got strength in numbers, and it almost overpowers God's displeasure. That's one option. Another option is, it doesn't say, that this is a time of his favorable or his compassion, but it's just a time of compassion. It's quite possible that when we come together as a group, our compassion is aroused. We look around the room, we think about our neighbors, we think about our peers, we think about the troubles and struggles that everybody's having, and actually it makes our prayer more sincere, more authentic, more compassionate, and that's precisely what triggers the favor on the part of heaven. And we'll see that there are other benefits, additions in halachic tradition as to why davening together in a group is a powerful way to start the day. Chananu min kasher meretz kadosh baruch hu zakut et Yisrael lefikach. Here we'll have Torah mitzvot shnei amad and I chafetz v'man sitko yagdol Torah v'yadir.